This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier, a weekly update with Jennifer Tyree, Executive Director, Illinois Pork Producers. Lots of great programs to talk about here in the next couple weeks, but I guess first an update I ask as we started our conversation today with your industry, are you seeing light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, and you know, I think yes, there are some positives. The future markets are looking up. One of the reasons for that is the detection of ASF in Germany in several wild boar. Obviously, just to remind everyone that this is not something that can show up in the meat. It's only spread through swine, but it has closed down the borders of Germany. They're not able to export their product to many of their partners right now because of this ASF outbreak. And so their unfortunate situation leads to a potential opportunity to get U.S. pork in some of these markets, especially where Germany has had a real good foothold. And so that does give us a light at the end of the tunnel for U.S. export. We're already running about 29% for our export market. Even just last week, we had our virtual fall legislative action conference with members of our congressional delegation. And one of the things we also talked about as it relates to trade is the UK and the fact that they will be leaving the European Union at the end of this year. And so that gives U.S. pork a real opportunity if we could enter into a free trade agreement with the U.K. because right now they bring in over $2.5 billion of pork each year, and the U.S. pork share of that is only $3.4 million. And so there are some real opportunities coming up here at the end of the calendar year for some additional export markets. And so, yes, hopefully that will mean futures prices will continue to look up for our producers.
Sounds great. Jennifer, you also mentioned two programs that we'll be launching here in the next few weeks that could really bring some good news to a lot of folks.
Yeah, so one of the things that a lot of producers comment on is the fact that labor is so scarce, and finding good labor and keeping good employees is a real challenge in our industry. And so we are working with Boehringer Ingelheim. They're actually partnering with us. And we're rolling out two programs. One of them is the employee betterment application. And what that basically means is we want to be able to give these farm owners the opportunity to show further appreciation to their employees. We want them to be able to stay in those jobs, to feel appreciated. And so we're offering these employee applications where you can apply for appreciation lunches for your staff, or maybe they need new coveralls for the farm, or maybe they have some requests in the break room where, you know, the employees would really love to have a new coffee pot or a microwave. Just something that really, it's a small thing, but it goes so far when you're showing appreciation to your employees. And so we're rolling out that program. And then in addition, we are kicking off our first month of Employee Spotlight starting in October, which is also Pork Month, where we're inviting farm managers, farm owners to nominate one of their employees. And we will be selecting one every month for the entire year. And then each once a month, we will put them into a larger drawing, and one big one will be selected next year at this time. And so we're really trying to find ways to focus on keeping that farm labor happy, wanting them to stay in those jobs, and helping our industry in the future.
Jennifer Tyree, Executive Director, Illinois Pork Producers. This is the RFD Livestock Report.